these brethren that came to John must have been of the type that were traveling around and needed help. And I can just imagine the conversation John had with them. You know, I tried to write a letter to the assembly where Gaius is, and it never got to the assembly. By the way, how is my brother doing? You know, and they would say, you know, he's been such a help to us and to strangers. And we'll get into that on our next study. But to see the way that that conversation must have gone, I don't think it created more intimacy and more fellowship among others besides Gaius and John directly. So when there's faithfulness in practice, the result isn't pride or look at me, but it is an encouragement to others who can speak of it in a way which is not to puff up any, but to create more faithfulness among others. So this is really what happens here. They observed the behavior of Gaius. They were physically there with him and saw how he acted towards themselves and towards strangers. And now they go and they're where John is, and they speak of this, not in a way to puff up Gaius or to puff up John's being a spiritual father to Gaius, but rather, here is someone walking in the truth, really living it out. And we should feel the same way when we hear it. We've been emphasizing that, right? When I hear of another Christian who is faithful, why, you know, let us be encouraged by that. Just say, let's encourage it. And leave it at that.
Brother, I just want to simplify it and say this, that I've heard it and I want to repeat it. Let us be real. There's a word authentic that I've heard come up many times, and I want everybody to understand that means simply be real. And that's what we get from Gaius, that he was real. And it's really encouraging for us, because it's very easy to put on a mask and come to the meeting. It's very easy to know what it is to behave in the meeting. Everybody, you know, we are taught from very young how to behave, and we can be very proper and everything else. But it could honestly be a mask. And behind the scenes, we are not real. And this is a challenge for us today.
Brother Sam, I'm going to say it openly. It's easy for us to be hypocrites.
Yes.
All have it, the tendency within us, this package of ours, to be hypocrites. And God is looking for reality. So let's learn, let's not take up the leaven of the Pharisees that were hypocrites, and just be real before God, that whatever I behave in the meeting is the same way I behave outside with my family and whatever other aspect. But I really like the thought. I want to reconcile two thoughts, that how a brother rejoices that this is a man that's flourishing spiritual and not to be puffed up. The problem with us, dear saints, is sometimes we think being together is competition. Truly. It's competition. But we're losing sight that we can complement one another, not compete. We're not competing about things pertaining Christ. But when we are gathered together in such a way, it's to complement. But especially when you see a young man that had something sweet. So you go to him and you say, you know, I'm learning in the school of God, not thank you for the word, but thank the Lord. So that's one kind, to rejoice in, to see, as you have mentioned, Brother Bill, but also the recipient of it also have a responsibility. And that responsibility is not to be puffed up. And that's where the balance is required. For us to encourage, and for the recipient of the encouragement not to be puffed up.
And it's very nice to see that John gives Gaius the opportunity to hear a word of encouragement like this, because we've said that Gaius was not one who pushed himself forward. We've said that it's very encouraging to see how encouraged John was. This is what he really cared about. It's connected with the crown of rejoicing, we might say, that the Apostle Paul said, for example, to the Thessalonians. He said, I live if you stand fast in the Lord. I'm like, what is my hope or joy or crown of rejoicing but to see you standing there in the presence of the Lord Jesus? So this is what should be a great encouragement for us. But also, a third point is that John told Gaius that he appreciated the faithfulness Gaius was displaying. So that he does say to him, you are walking in the truth. He says to him, you're among those that are my children, walking in the truth. And sometimes we might say to one another, this is a very faithful brother. This is a very warm-hearted sister. This is very encouraging. And we never tell one another. But John gives us an example here about how to tell one another that we appreciate someone else's faithfulness, someone else's service, someone else's example. It's done in a private letter. But this is not the only time we find this in the New Testament. There were times when Paul describes, he said to the Corinthians, I told others about your readiness to give financially to this need. I told others. And now go ahead and be ready when the collection comes. Be ready. But it's not an inappropriate thing to tell one another about those who are faithful. Paul even uses the word boast when it comes to some assembly gatherings, that he would boast in those. I think even Corinth. He had boasted about Corinth to Titus, I think it was. And we would like to be those faithful believers who are those that others will be encouraged by, not discouraged by. Again, not that we're looking at ourselves, but all these things go together. We don't look at ourselves, but we look at the Lord Jesus. But we also recognize that there are those things who would, that would distract us, and we acknowledge what those are and remove those. Then we see faithfulness in others, and it is very godly. It is very in good order to say to one another, I appreciate what is being produced in you because of your interest in following the Lord, your interest in serving fellow believers, and let one another know that their service or their example is appreciated.
Brother, just a question. Isn't it a test about us? If we really have a genuine love to see that progress, is what we talk about that person when we're not with them in front of others, to tell the truth about what they are to others in a positive way. That's a real test about us. Because the tendency is when you're not with the person to talk about what's not good. But do we talk about the positive things that God is doing in them among others? That's a real test to us. You know, and I was thinking of Psalm 51 where it says, David says in verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. If there's truth in the inward parts, we'll have this kind of love that John had for the saints and their progress. We will have that. It'll be part of us.
To wrap up this session this morning, we find that this was John's greatest joy. As the elder, as the one who cared, as the one who was showing this compassion, the one who had this vital relationship, and it's probably not just Gaius, but other believers, he says, I have no greater joy than all of my children. All of the ones who had been in relationship with him, those who had been schooled by him, taught by him, encouraged by him, he had no greater joy than to see them walking in the good of the things that he conveyed to them. And what a real heart that is. What a real desire that is that, you know, we can make a lot of applications. We can make an application for us who are fathers and, you know, our parents. Mm-hmm. You know, we would love to see, you know, we would have greater joy to see our children just going on with the Lord and walking with the Lord and being serviceable to the Lord. But then this pastoral, this elderly care that John exercises, there's a reward for him. The reward is that it brings joy to his heart. Mm-hmm. You know, what should be our joy is that I can see and encourage someone to keep going on, and they take those steps, mm-hmm. and they're going on, and we rejoice in that. And so I think there's a lot of lesson here with regards to how we care one for another, that we look and desire to see spiritual growth, maturity, a bringing are each other and helping each other to come in line with the truth in every aspect of life. And I just recently been, you know, thinking about how the truth is so comprehensive. It has to do with everything. It's about the reality of the way everything is and how Christ answers to it all. And when we start to really you know, let our minds, you know, get expanded to really appreciate that, it affects our attitudes with regards to people, with regards to the times in which we live. And so when we can encourage someone and see someone coming alongside and growing in that way, it brings joy to our own hearts as we see them going on as well.
Amen.